This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 668, Paloma's IELTS Tips for Your Band Increases.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get fantastic IELTS advice from 3Keys student Paloma, who recently took IELTS. She saw amazing increases in listening and reading and gets advice about writing today. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Happy birthday. Just kidding. Maybe it's not your birthday, but it's my birthday today. And my birthday present is talking to a very special 3Keys student. Paloma, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Oh, great to see you, teacher. I'm so happy to stay here with you and everyone now is listening to us.
It's so cool. You have such a good vibe about you, Paloma. Yeah. Like, for real, it's awesome. Okay, so guys, listeners, Paloma is here to talk about her most recent IELTS scores. So Paloma, can you tell us about your most recent exam? What happened? What occurred? What scores did you get?
Let's talk about my first time, teacher. It was in 2017. Okay. And I got 6 on listening, 6 on writing, 7 on speaking, and 6.5 on reading. And I enrolled your course for 6 months. And I took the last one was in December. And I got 7 in listening, 7 speaking, 8 in reading. Unfortunately, again, 6 in writing, teacher, but I know my problem.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you don't need me. The episode's over. No, just kidding. Okay, so this is awesome. Okay, so guys, really listen to this episode today. This is for real student experience. It's always so great. I mean, obviously, it's fantastic to talk about score increases, and we're going to talk about that because amazing, like a band and a half increase on reading. So we'll definitely touch on that. But I mean, people learn so much from other people's mistakes. So it's also really great to have this honest look about like what happened on your test, right? So, okay. Let's get to it. Let's talk about the listening first. So a whole band increase. How do you think you did that?
Well, I think I have done the same as everyone teacher. Like, I listen to some podcasts and just in movies in English. But I think my problem was like, I was not doing active listening, like just listening and writing a paper, some words that I didn't, I would like to use, but I was just listening. But podcasts, every kind of podcast that maybe it's my mistakes because some podcasts I hate it.
No.
Yeah.
Let's stop there for a second, Paloma, because that's a really, really good point, guys. Mm-hmm. There are literally like millions of podcasts out there, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, like I love podcasts, obviously. I always have before I even had one. And like I feel overwhelmed sometimes because I don't have mm-hmm. time to listen to all the podcasts that come out. Mm-hmm. So guys, like my point is you never have to waste time with podcasts you don't like. It's so important to invest some time at first to find the ones that you like. And podcasts come out weekly, sometimes, you know, more than twice a week. So invest some time at first to find the ones you like and then dedicate yourself to listening to those. So Paloma, which ones did you like?
Well, to be honest, I like podcasts about science. So, and your podcast for sure, because you have so much energy and motivation. So I like this kind of motivational podcast, you know, how to avoid procrastination, and about biostatistics, because I teach biostatistics, so that's why I love.
Oh, cool.
Yes, teacher, but just that, teacher. I'm shy right now to say that.
No, okay, so, but Paloma, like, if it feels like you're talking about the negative stuff. Like, you feel like you should have done better than a 7 on listening.
Yes, definitely. Because, you know, I know that I have improved, that I can understand almost everything.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure it's about my listening skills or it's about strategy. Okay. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, look at it this way. Like, you did improve by a whole band point. I mean, that's already amazing. So I think it's a mixture. It's usually a mixture, right? So don't waste time listening to stuff that doesn't motivate you, first of all. Even if, like, someone else likes it, or I like it, or someone recommends it to you, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. Only include stuff that is motivating, because if you don't like it, you're gonna tune out and it's a waste of time. Like, you're not gonna understand what you're hearing because you're not gonna pay full attention, right? So only focus on the stuff that you like. And there are tons of cool science podcasts out there for sure. I'm gonna recommend one that's sometimes science, sometimes not. It's called Every Little Thing. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's really cool. It's a lot about research and design as well. So it's, like, fascinating. Okay.
Amazing.
So, but definitely, like, do some more test practice every week and make sure your scores are, like, going up, right? Like, to where you want them to be. Because if you're going to take the test again, you definitely can raise that even more, right? It's just about keep improving the comprehension, stay motivated, and you have to do test practice every week.
Okay, teacher, I will do that, definitely.
Okay, rad. And then the 8 on reading, what the heck? Okay, so how did you do that?
Teacher, oh my goodness, I was a little bit surprised. You know why? Because I used to read a lot of scientific papers, so I was disappointed when I got 6.5. And I heard one podcast of you, like, talking about, oh, please don't just read about your stuff. You need to have a variety of books. So I booked, teacher, maybe 20 books just in English. And I read everyone, so maybe it helps. It helped me a lot reading English book. And teacher, one thing that I maybe helped me a lot was one app in my cell phone called Blinkist. It's abstract of books, so it helped me a lot for sure, and audiobooks as well.
Well, audiobooks won't help with the reading though. But they will help with listening. Okay, no, that's amazing. You read 20 novels in English.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy awesome. Okay, so that definitely helps you be comfortable with understanding what you're reading right away. It improves your vocabulary, but it's also reading strategies, right?
Oh, teacher, definitely. Your course, I read everything and listening every videos of you talking about strategy. Teacher, you have no idea. In 60 minutes, it's impossible to read every test. So with the strategy, oh my goodness, it was amazing, 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 amazing.
Awesome, that's fantastic. Guys, I mean, you could see that Paloma already was a strong reader, right? So you got a 6.5 initially, but just by including extra reading all the time, reading for pleasure, extra reading, right? That is necessary, obviously, to understand what you're seeing. And mostly it's for the vocab, right? That wide variety, a bunch of different novels. That's fantastic. But Paloma, like, you also said you can't read everything in 60 minutes anyway. So that's never enough, you guys. You also need these reading strategies. Okay, perfect. So let's get to the writing, Paloma. Okay.
Oh,
God. So I remember giving you some email feedback on your writing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what did you learn from the email feedback I gave you?
Teacher, I think I mean, I know that I improved my the structures of the paragraph, how can I write introduction, paragraph, and conclusion. But my problem was on the test day, I was a little bit nervous.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, I didn't watch your video about, maybe it was the last video about before test, something like that. I don't remember the name of the video. So I know that I improved teacher because I follow your strategies, structure, but I don't know what's happening on the test day. Maybe I was not prepared in this day. I didn't sleep well, I remember.
Yeah.
It was a kind problem for me.
Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit.
Yes.
How much writing test practice did you do before the exam?
I think not too many teacher, maybe 20 tests, 20 essays, maybe. Not too much.
20 essays, that's a lot.
No teacher, but for a year, it's not a lot.
Okay.
No.
Okay, that's not a lot. No, 20 essays over a whole year is not a lot. That's true.
No.
You know, Paloma, I think one of the things is like preparing for a really long time. Because that's hard. That's detrimental. It's really, really tough to maintain all the skills and the motivation and stay focused over a whole year. Stuff comes and goes. We forget.
Yes.
Things fall behind. So, Paloma, okay, here's the most important thing. You need to take the test again, but like soon, like 30 days or 60 days, okay?
Yes.
Have you already registered?
Yes, teacher. Today morning, I was looking for the dates here in Ecuador because I'm living now in Ecuador. So we have on February, March, and April. Maybe I will schedule for April to have 3 months for preparing myself. So, or if you give me another advice, maybe I can change. I don't know.
Okay. You know what? Like, you've already improved so much. I'm afraid that will get lost if you try to prepare for too long. Because I've seen it happen so often. Like, students over-prepare. They take too long. And their scores go down. Like, there's like a precipice that's a great word. Precipice is the highest point, guys. Good word. There's a precipice that students reach with their preparation where they're like primed, they're ready, right? Like they're firing on all cylinders. They're at their peak of IELTS preparedness. And then if you go past that, you start going downhill, right? There's like when you're at the top, you're at the top. There's no further you can go.
Yes.
The only way to go is down if you take too long. So, Paloma, I think you are like at the top, right? Like you are almost there. So you know your gaps. You know what to focus on. And if you allow yourself too long, then those other things that you gained on, you're going to lose. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So like use this momentum. I would say no more than 2 months from now. So see if you can change that date. And then, okay, perfect. Because then you can access the 60-day plan in the course. And you could do everything on there, right? So like if you've already done this certain practice activity, just review it. But there's a lot of other stuff in that 60-day plan that you can access and has like lots of new resources and stuff.
Yes, teacher, definitely. You are completely right. Like to spend more time and procrastinating sometimes not help me. Yes, I will. So can I ask you one question?
Of course, yes. No, student questions are good for all students. I promise you that like a lot of people listening will have the same question. So go ahead.
Yes, because maybe it's the popular question and sometimes we don't have any answer as a student.
Sure.
Like, I know that if you practice a lot, maybe you'll be better in the future, but I don't know, like to study 2 hours per day, 3 hours per day, because I have now a full-time job.
Oh,
sometimes
gosh.
Kill me.
Yeah, totally.
But
no,
I don't know,
for
teacher,
sure.
Like,
so, Yeah, no. And so in your case, because you've already been preparing, right?
Yes.
So guys, like for all of you that who have been learning the strategies and been doing test practice, right? You've been preparing. I would say still an hour a day of English. Now that doesn't have to be just test focused. Like it would. So, okay. So like Monday. Your hour could be doing like one listening section because that's like 10 minutes, right? So do one listening section and then watch two episodes of something. Okay. And then Tuesday, you're going to focus on reading. So do one reading passage and then continue reading a novel. So just balance it like that, but do an hour every day. And then on the weekends, choose one day where you're going to dedicate a bit more time to purely IELTS focus, where you're reviewing the strategies and you're doing test practice. Okay. Yeah. So weekends are going to be your time, but only one of the days. The other day, like take a break. Okay. So like Saturdays, just keep that momentum from the week going. Take a couple hours, focus just on IELTS. And then Sunday, just take a break. You can watch a movie in English or whatever. But at this pace, doing an hour a day during the week, you're still going to maintain what you've already learned and not forgotten it and keep improving at the same time. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then I would also say 2 weeks before your exam, because we need to get that writing score up, Paloma. So 2 weeks before your exam, you should check in with me for that email feedback because you've seen it. Guys, listeners, if you're in our course, that is always an option. You can get essay feedback from me via email and it is super detailed, like bullet points broken down for every scoring category. So that's like 2 weeks before your exam. Really good to check in with me to make sure you're on the right path, okay?
Yeah, teacher, definitely. I will write to you.
Okay, awesome. Paloma, do you have any last words of advice for future IELTS test takers out there?
Oh, yes. About my experience, like you stay motivated, definitely it helps because sometimes, you know, you are tired. You don't want to read or to study English. But you need to be disciplined doing that. And no matter what, follow the study plan. Because for me, teacher, I like to have organized my week. So study plan helped me a lot. A lot.
Awesome.
And one thing that I'm doing now, teacher, it's about keep a journal, like journaling. Like to write my feelings and everything. Maybe it helps.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be fantastic for your writing score and just like mental health. But besides like the bigger picture of, you know, the benefits, that develops writing fluency in such a fantastic way. Guys, I've talked about journaling and writing fluency a couple times. So I will link to those resources in the blog post for this episode. Come back to IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com. This is episode 668. And I'll link to some other resources that Paloma and I have talked about. And guys, if you're ready to get the score you need on your next exam, what Paloma and I have been talking about, the Three Keys IELTS course, guys, you get 6 months access, right? So you can choose the 30-day plan, you can choose the 60-day plan, or you can combine them if you have more time. That's also an option. So guys, don't miss out on that special bonus just for podcast listeners. Get into Three Keys IELTS with these links, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course and allearsenglish.com/coach for the coach package. Okay. Awesome, Paloma. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was so great to talk to you.
Great, teacher. See you next time.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.